This is Mac Duncan. Welcome to episode 3 of Essays from the Middle. Attempting a theme this week. I'm calling this the Twitter Show. Majority of the program will focus on tweets I have written. Some content will come from tweets or posts that have caught my attention. These will be jumping off points for broader discussions. And by discussions, I mean monologues, since it's still just me. Let's get started. At the time of recording, we are living in an era when Star Trek is releasing a lot of content. Currently, the franchise has 5 series either currently streaming or in production, including Discovery, Lower Decks, Prodigy, Picard, and Strange New Worlds. Streaming platform Paramount Plus may as well be called the Star Trek Channel, because I don't know anyone who's subscribing to watch Evil or iCarly. I've been a Star Trek fan since the mid-80s, when all we had so far were the original series, the animated series, and about 3 movies, all focusing on Kirk and the Enterprise. Decades later, I've come to realize that I have a different relationship with each Star Trek series. Love them all, but for each series, that love comes with its own nuance. A few months back, I posted a thread of tweets describing my relationship with each series. Bear with me as I share each of them with you now. The original series is like a friend of your dad's. He's not like all of your dad's friends. He's the one you respect as an actual human being because he actually talks to you like an actual human being. Looking back, his bits of advice seem a bit corny and hokey, but as a kid, it came off as genuine wisdom. The animated series is also your dad's friend, but during his midlife motorcycle phase. The Next Generation is that guy who helped you survive high school. The dude was pretty smart, but not valedictorian smart, and he was okay with that. He could help you with your math homework, but also had the charm and charisma to be everybody's friend. He was like Ferris Bueller without the criminal tendencies. You actually went to the same college, saw each other around campus a few times, but you had different majors, so you went your separate ways. About 20 years later, you become friends on Facebook. One day, he likes a particularly raw post of yours and comments, "You've said exactly what I've been feeling but couldn't articulate. Thank you. Don't ever change." Deep Space Nine is your first intense crush. Maybe it happens in college. They find their way into your friend group. They're cool, a little edgy, a little sexy. They awaken an angst in you you never knew you had. Until finally, it bursts out of you. "Hey, I love you." And they look at you and say, "Cool. Look at me. Seriously, look at me. We're friends. Appreciate that." And you do. DS9 may not be the love of your life, but you're a better person for having known them. Voyager is the blind date your mom set you up with. Apparently you have one thing in common and she thought you might hit it off. You both make an effort at first, but after a while it becomes awkward and uncomfortable and you agree to move on. Some years later, you run into Voyager. It leads to them saying, "I'm glad I ran into you. Funny story. I recently did 23andMe and it turns out you and I are third cousins." Dodged a bullet, am I right? With the tension broken, you realize, while far from perfect, Voyager does have a few good qualities. Enterprise is someone you know through other people who tries a little too hard to connect through social media. You know, the person who has to immediately react and comment on literally anything you post. And the comments typically begin with, actually, followed by a correction that isn't entirely accurate. You find yourself muting Enterprise rather than telling them to calm down and stop trying so hard. Discovery is a hard-won friendship for both of you. This is the co-worker you're forced to work with. You're a little afraid of them at first because they come off a bit antisocial. But within a year, you're doing karaoke duets at happy hour, road tripping to Vegas. You're in their wedding party. And for as long as you know each other, you're ride or die with Discovery. Picard. Remember that guy that got you through high school? He recently bought a house in your neighborhood. He's divorced now, but it was amicable. Was it? You occasionally reminisce about the old days, but Picard is quick to remind you that it's not the early 90s anymore. The world has changed, and he's no longer the wide-eyed optimist everyone loved as a kid. He's matured, and so have you. That's why you can be friends. Lower Decks and Prodigy are your siblings' kids. Lower Decks is the cool teenager you find a little intimidating because you know they're a little smarter than you. Prodigy is still in elementary school. They show the potential of growing up into a decent person, but for now, they're a little more than you can take for long periods of time. Finally, Strange New Worlds. Imagine your dad's friend had a son or a grandson who was so similar he was practically a clone. But he's your age, and a little more enlightened, and you hang out. That's it. No version of Star Trek will be everything to you. That's why you also have Star Wars. Some love is just unconditional. First, the tweet from me on June 15th, 2022. The other day, I posted something on Instagram expressing my love for my wife. This was followed by a number of fake accounts looking to catfish me. The real victims are the young women who post their photos on social media, only to have their images appropriated by criminal robots. The tweet tells most of the story. Not a whole lot more to it other than how I feel about it all. Perhaps if I illustrate this with a little more detail. My wife has social media accounts, but she doesn't really do social media. She barely looks at any of it, hardly ever posts anymore, and she doesn't really care what anyone else has to say on it. I use it frequently for art and business, but little else. We value our privacy. And while we may occasionally share a photo or two from a fun outing, we're hardly the couple that posts constantly in an effort to get the rest of the world to validate our relationship. But a little over a week ago, a moment of affection for my wife spilled over into an Instagram post where I essentially said she was really great. Because she is, and I adore her. What happens next may not necessarily be in direct response to that post, but the timing is a little weird. It seems over the next couple of days, I was getting a number of new Instagram followers. All strangers. All women. All women half my age. All women half my age who demonstrated neither common interests nor mutual friends. And some of these follows came with DMs and flirty comments on some of my photos. Comments I immediately deleted because they made me uncomfortable. And I'll get to that a little more in a moment. The DMs weren't particularly aggressive. One commented on how adorable my dog is. And she is. Another claimed she was looking for a friend of hers, but decided to hit me up for reasons. As I mentioned in the tweets, I'm suspicious of all these characters. My assumption is that they are either bots or scammers with fake profiles looking to catfish someone. I think this is the most likely explanation, given there's no real reason for me to attract this kind of attention. If there were, more people would be listening to this podcast. But let's put the bot scammer theory aside for a moment. As a married man nearing 50, I should not be getting this kind of attention. And as a married man nearing 50, I realize I am seriously uncomfortable with this kind of attention. What reason would I have to entertain a friendship with a 25-year-old woman on or off the internet? Why am I even on Instagram? On my personal account, I follow entertainment entities like Disney and Marvel and occasionally share fun photos. The audience for those photos, I'm assuming, are my existing friends. I'm not seeking legions of followers. On my AU Comics account, I follow other writers and artists, big and small, and seeking new readers. That is a space where I want more followers, but not of a personal nature. But if these are real 20-somethings sending their attention to a married man twice their age, that doesn't make sense to me. There are a number of things about this I find unsettling. First, scam or not, I make no secret of the fact that I'm married. So, scam or not, this kind of attention assumes that I don't take my own marriage seriously, which shows little regard for me. Second, the suggestion that I would want this attention is an insult to my wife. The idea of being unfaithful to her, knowing the kind of pain that I would cause. The very idea of this is devastating to me. I did have a conversation with Suzanne about this, even suggesting that it was an oddly timed scam. Because she loves me, she told me she has no doubt that other women find me attractive. She even said that she has heard of women being more attracted to married men because we have a certain quality that many single men do not have. To this I say, okay, but if a married man is willing to cheat on his wife, he doesn't really have those qualities that supposedly attract these women. Marriage and age can change a person. 15 to 20 years ago, when I was unattached more often than not, I was all about this kind of attention. But being in a happy marriage with someone who loves me unconditionally, that is way less stressful than the alternative. And you know, my wife is pretty great. Let's talk about the book. First, I'm writing a book. Trying to, anyway. If you've followed AU Comics at all, you're probably aware that I have only 5 issues available. I have more than 30 scripted. But I have neither the patience nor the skill set to actually do the art myself. The artists who do the work for me are great, but they're expensive. And I'm out of money. So, I'm currently adapting some of the unpublished scripts into a novel. I think I can do it, but it isn't easy. I have a story. I have the outline. About 3 pages in. But I'm working in a language that I don't normally speak. That's a metaphor, by the way. Everything I do is in English. But the language I'm talking about is narrative prose, as opposed to a script format that I typically work in. It's challenging to focus, particularly with the added challenge of this podcast taking up a lot of time. I still feel the podcast is necessary for my crisis of confidence, which ties into everything else, including the book. I will get there. It's just taking a little longer than I'd like. This segment was going to be a continuation of my relationship with improv. The piece poses the question, is my improv theater a cult? Short answer, no. But for a more in-depth answer, please visit patreon.com/MacDuncan and subscribe to hear it. Thank you. And I'm sorry. Communication is something a lot of us believe we're good at. But it's also among the easiest things to screw up. To be clear, communication is not limited to expressing one's thoughts and ideas, but also includes listening to other people. Communication is hard. And within the skill set of communication, the most challenging of those, I believe, is perception checking. It's not enough that the content of your message is comprehended, but that the intent is also understood. I know this is something I miss quite a bit, both in dispensing information as well as attempting to listen. It is especially difficult in our culture that is dominated by social media and text messaging, where tone is lost. And we are in such a hurry to express our unique thoughts first before there are no longer unique thoughts, that we don't always wait to know the truth before we react. This is not a liberal or conservative problem. It's an everyone problem. And sorry to paraphrase Donald Rumsfeld, but we often don't know what we don't know. I read a comment recently from someone whose life is not identical to mine, who has experienced things I will never experience myself. This is a paraphrase and not a direct quote. One of the ideas expressed was that some people who believe they have the best of intentions may end up doing more harm than good. I can't claim to know the entirety of the meaning of that comment since it was part of a broader conversation and wasn't targeted directly at me, at least I don't think. It did, however, provoke some introspection. Human beings, being human, will never be perfect. I know I have said and done things that have caused harm. And for that, I am sorry. The words, though, mean little without action. And though I cannot undo all the hurt and make every person whole, I can work to be better. I can periodically check in with myself and ask if I am making the best choices for myself and whether or not my choices can negatively impact someone else. And that's all I can do, really. I am literally the only person I can control. I can't even control my dog. If not for the leash, she'd be running around, jumping into traffic, sniffing every butt she sees. And no amount of, no, stop, would prevent her from doing that. And this is not guru wisdom. I can't even be 100% certain that my version of doing better is actually right. All I can do is try and listen. And sometimes check to see if I'm being heard or if I'm hearing. To be kind, whatever that means. To remember to say please and thank you. As my wife is oft to point out, the correct reply to thank you is you're welcome. Otherwise, we get stuck in the thank you war. Thank you. No, thank you. Yes, but really, thank you. I thank you. No, I thank you. And again, I thank you. I think that's Cyrano de Bergerac. Thank you for listening to Essays from the Middle. Essays from the Middle is a product of Carefree Wright Enterprises, LLC. Today's music provided by Alex Grohl, Julius H., Alex Make Music, and Music Unlimited. These and other tracks available at pixabay.com. Available episodes of Essays from the Middle can be found at Podbean, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Amazon Music, Pandora, and YouTube. For early access and bonus recordings, please support our Patreon page at patreon.com/macduncan. MacDuncan. All material for Essays from the Middle, written and recorded by Mac Duncan. Copyright 2022, Carefree Wright Enterprises, LLC, all rights reserved.